We have a very special guest with us here at Winter Park. It's Minnesota soccer legend Taylor Twellman. Welcome to Winter Park.
Legend?
Are you
You're
comfortable
go with
that?
Legend? It's fine.
I think you are.
Okay, that's fine.
MLS,
I'm not buying you dinner, though.
MLS MVP, mm-hmm. played for the U.S. national team, and you're from Minnesota. You're one of us. I think that's legendary.
Yeah, good call.
All right.
That's a good point.
Now, we're not here to break down the 4-3 defense or Mike Zimmer's sub packages. We're here to talk a little bit about soccer. But first, let's tell everyone your Minnesota roots because you are from here.
Yeah, I was born in Apple Valley, Minnesota on February 29th, 1980, during the heart of the Minnesota Kicks NASL era. And my mom and dad still to this day talk about the importance of Minnesota in their lives, the importance of the Kicks days of my dad's career, and it was one of those things, to be quite honest, if they had never folded, I probably would have spent the rest of my childhood life growing up here in Minnesota.
Yeah, the Vikings feel very supported, obviously, by the state of Minnesota, but do you feel Minnesota is supportive of the sport of soccer?
No doubt about it, and I say this with no problem. When I'm asked a lot about MLS expanding immediately, Minneapolis, Minnesota comes to mind, St. Louis, Missouri is the other one, and those are two towns that support the sport of soccer, no matter at what levels they are. I remember coming up here for USA Cup as a kid. Minnesota supports soccer, and they support it the right way, so it's a no-brainer.
Are you excited about the prospects of an MLS franchise in this state? Because you played in the league, you were a very successful player in that league, and
yeah,
you're from here.
I will make sure that ESPN does not have games in the wintertime, so I'm not coming here. I'm a golf fan, and I love Minnesota golf, but yes, I am hugely excited that Don Garber in the Major League Soccer office is looking to expand in the right markets. I think Minnesota is one of those, especially if a stadium's downtown with public transit next to it. It's honestly a no-brainer decision for Major League Soccer and for U.S. soccer, because at some point, then World Cup qualifiers become a part of it. And if this is a home crowd and it's cold, then those World Cup qualifiers against the likes of Mexico, Jamaica, Guatemala, Costa Rica, that becomes a part of the equation as well.
There's a lot of MLS fans in Minnesota. There's a big game coming up in the MLS. Mm-hmm. I would imagine you have some opinions about it. Tell us.
I do. Being one of the, you know, I've lost four MLS Cups with the New England Revolution. Mm-hmm. So the good thing for them this weekend against LA is I'm not playing. So that helps them. But I will be calling what should be a great game. It will be on grass. It will be in 68-degree weather. You've got Landon Donovan's last professional game, and it's going against Jermaine Jones, who's really changed the New England Revolution. It's going to be perfect.
I got to ask you a little bit about football.
Okay.
I hear that you've met and interacted and hung out a little bit with Blair Walsh, who is our Pro Bowl kicker.
Yeah.
What do you think about him?
He's awesome.
All right.
No, Blair's a great – I know Blair's a huge soccer fan. He grew up playing the sport, and obviously – see, here's – I'll be honest. The reason why I'm not a huge fan of Blair is I lost fantasy playoffs last year because of Blair kicking some stupid 55-yard field goal. So to be honest, it was nice meeting Blair, but I lost like $250 on the game. So
I got to be honest with you. I'm on his side on that one.
No, it was great. It's been a wonderful time visiting Minnesota, coming here, seeing the Vikings headquarters and all that. I think I'll be coming here a lot in the future.
Well, good. You're always welcome here. Tell people where they can catch you on ESPN.
This weekend, MLS Cup, Sunday, 3 o'clock Eastern on ESPN and also on Twitter. I'm an interesting follow at Taylor Twellman.
I can believe that. Thanks for – you're always
Thanks,
welcome
brother.
Here. Thanks
Appreciate
for coming.
Appreciate you, my man.
Yep.